Ride, un po' forte.
Glad to see everyone out today. Hope you have had a blessed day. And I'm going to go into my scripture. Luke chapter 13. Very familiar scripture to the Bible readers. I'm going to start at verse 23. Then said one unto him, Lord, are they few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock, and the door saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, ye have eaten and drunk in thy presence of, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and ye yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last.
Amen.
You know, it don't matter to me whether I'm first or last, as long as I make it in.
Amen.
You know, just striving to make it in. That's what we've got to do. Just keep striving, looking to the Lord for his mercy. You know, coming down the road, I was looking up at the sky and just thinking of the many mansions that he's prepared for us, you know. I don't know if each one of us is going to have a mansion. I'm sure it's going to be a big place, but it don't matter. I don't care to be the doorkeeper or the doorstop, as long as I make it in, you know. And That's what we got to strive for, is to enter in, you know. And I'm so thankful that He saved my soul, and He'll save you also, as long as you ask when He's knocking on your door. That's all you've got to do. You just ask, and ask Him to forgive you of your sin. I don't know how to tell you how to pray. I didn't know how to pray. Still don't know how to pray. But, you know, He hears every thought that's in my mind, and every thing that comes out of my mouth that I ask for, you know, to save my lost and the sick, you know, heal them. He hears them prayers. And that's, you know, that's all you got to do. He'll hear you. Does anyone have anything on their heart this morning or this evening? If not, men of the church in the morning to fall. Who'd you say it was? Janet.
Bible said that they anointed cloths and aprons, and they took them to the afflicted. Now, I don't know how God works, but I know He works.
God, that we've been ordered, Lord, for Judy's sister. God, that we come to you tonight.
man. Welcome him into the family of God. Boy, I tell you what, he's so tore up over, I didn't know what he's talking about. Praise the Lord, Bill. I'm going to make a difference. Praise the Lord, Bill. We get done fellowshipping right here, we got nothing to say something. What a God. What a God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ain't that something? Little people can be big people sometimes, can't they? Praise the Lord, son. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, son. You just keep standing right to Jesus. Bless you. Love you, God. Born to love. Teddy Webb says. This young boy right here got something to say. I don't know what it is. He wants to be saved. Praise the Lord. Come on, church. You believe Jesus died for you? You believe he rose from the dead? You believe if you ask the Lord to come into your heart and your life, he'll save you tonight? Well, let's pray. You pray your own prayer now. If you can't, I can't pray it for you. Just ask the Lord to forgive you for all your sins. Ask him to come into your heart and your life from this day forth. You live for him. It's as simple as that, son. Let's bow our heads, Heavenly Father. God, tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, give this little brother, Lord, is no doubt followed in the footsteps, Lord, of his brother, God, maybe tonight. Lord, by the tears in his eyes, Lord, he asked you, Lord, to come into his heart, into his life, God. And I know, Lord, you'll make a change. Touch him tonight, God, as only you can. I know you're able, God, tonight, and to do far above what we can even ask or think. Thank you, Lord, tonight for what you're doing. Right here in our midst tonight, Lord. Great things, Lord, we praise you. And thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. He asked me to save you. Do you believe he did? Praise the Lord, son. Yeah. Shake his hand. Yeah. Hallelujah. Boys, if this ain't what it's all about, we just wish that day in here. Yeah. Hallelujah. Going yonder. He's going after that big brother, what he wants to get after. Now what are you going to do? Praise the Lord, church. I like this song right here. The only thing I know, it was on a Sunday when the Lord saved me. But he had been dealing with me for a long time. And he touched my wife on Saturday. And that's the reason I kneel on Saturday. But he saved me on Sunday.
Somebody touch me, it was all. was somebody touched me. I don't know what day it was.
Somebody touched me.
No, it was.
Give the Lord a big hand tonight. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, I got to looking back. We got to singing that. We got to whizzing. Ready to go where Donkey. I believe she said, saving grace. That's why he came, to seek and to save them that was lost. I was lost as sure as the world, but he found me. Got me out of that horrible pit I was in.
As soon as things started getting stirred up in here, a song came to my mind, and I got to try to sing it.
Bless you, Lord.
There's a man in there that I'm searching for, said the man who could find no room at the door. So they lowered him down on a stretcher bed, and Jesus looked at him and said, oh, your sins are all now gone this day. Take up your bed and go your way. As he walked through the crowd, they heard him declare, I can tell you all that there's a man in here. There's a man in here who turns water to wine, and he walks on the water and gives sight to the blind. He gives back life to the ones that's dead, and he fed 4,000 with 7 loaves of bread. There's a man in here who makes demons flee, who makes cripples walk, and has chosen even me. He lives in my heart, and I have no fear. I'm a better now, 'cause there's a man in here. There's a man in here that disciples cried as the ship was tossed from side to side. So they woke him up as the waves grew high and said, "Don't you care that we're about to die?" He said, "Peace, be still." And the winds were laid. He said, "Where's your faith? Why were you so afraid?" When they saw that the sea was smooth and still, they said, "Thank you that the man's in here. There's a man in here who turns water to wine, and he walks on the water and gives sight to the blind. He gives back life to the ones that's dead, and he fed 4,000 with 7 loaves of bread. There's a man in here who makes demons flee, who makes cripples walk, and has chosen even me. For he lives in my heart, and I have no fear. I am better now, 'cause there's a man in here."
Amen. What's amazing tonight, ain't it? Bless you, Dad. They was four men trying to get a man to Jesus, and they got there and they couldn't get to him. And one of them said, "Hang on, we're not giving up." And they took the roof off that place, laid him down where Jesus was. And the Bible said, because of their faith. Well, that touched the Lord, didn't it? Praise the Lord.
Song on my mind, if I can get through it again now. A good song, Luke.
Everyone, you just careful.
When I was lost with no hope, Jesus found me, reaching down into my heart. Jesus found me. He rescued me from Satan's hand, providing hope to reach that land. I'm so thankful and I'm so glad that he found me. His mercy, his grace, for my sins he took my place. As a friend, he is closer than a brother. He never far, but always has, providing hope and answering prayers. He's my Savior, he's my King, there's none other. On the day my soul was saved, Jesus found me. Reaching down into my heart, Jesus found me. He pardoned me, my sins were gone. No more afraid, no more alone. I'm so thankful and I'm so glad that he found me. His mercy, his grace,
amen.
For my sins he took my place. As a friend, he is closer than a brother. He's never far, but always there, providing hope and answering prayers. He's my Savior, he's my King, there's none other. He's my Savior, he's my King, there's none other.
My book disappeared and I'm only got it. I think Red had it playing his guitar and I ain't found it back. No, you didn't do it. We lift up holy hands in the temple of the Lord and raise our hands together with our hearts in one accord. How delighted he must be just to look up and see two hands that never have been raised before. Now there are two more hands he raised his hands for me. Soldier nailed them to a tree, but with lifted hands, he won the victory. Now there are two more hands of praise, two more hands are left in praise. There are two more hands never seen before. And we sing redemption songs. Three more hands now clap along. When we stand there, two more hands to praise the Lord. When we stand there, two more hands to praise the Lord.
Amen. Two more hands. Praise. Well, I tell you what, the Bible said that the angels in heaven rejoice. What just happened right now? Well, that ought to make anybody happy. That ought to make anybody excited about God and the things of God. It will, if you would, ain't we? Praise the Lord. Stirs something up in me. Anybody else got anything tonight?
I tried to get out preaching.
I could go away tonight saying it's been the best service we've had in a long time. Praise Amen. The Lord. I Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ruby, come here, honey. Again, see somebody else again. I want to share something with you tonight, and I feel like I need to do this. And after I read this, I'm gonna ask you maybe a question here, and you'll find this in the book of Acts in the 16th chapter. Let me find me a good verse to read right here. Acts 16, verse number 13. Acts 16 and 13, it says, "And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wrought to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither." You may be seated tonight in the house of God. But here Paul, the Apostle Paul, was no doubt, he's a hero. He's a great man of God that, he had a burden for the church, and he told Barnabas there, and I believe in the prior chapter, he said, I mean, they threatened him for preaching and tried to put a stop to it. Well, he just dusted his feet off. He'd go to the next town and go to preaching. And I believe if you look at this book, this chapter right here, he's seen in a vision. There was somebody that needed the word of God. Paul went there and he began to preach to them. And the Bible said as he went on down here, when the Sabbath day come, they went down there to the riverside where prior, I believe there's some women down there at the river praying. And the Bible said there was a certain woman there, and her name was Lydia, a seller of purple. And the Bible said, the seller of purple of the city of Tyrapha, he said, "Which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, and she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul." He said, "And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, If I have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there." And she constrained them. And the Bible said that Paul went on down there, and there was a certain damsel that had been following him for a few days. And brother, she had no bad spirit in her, the Bible said. And Paul turned to her and said, "Come out of her." He commanded that to come out of her in the name of Jesus. And the Bible said here that when her masters realized that this individual had been saved, for you see, she worked for them, and she was tired of doing what she was doing. And brother turned to God. And brother, this right here is when the story begins, where Paul and Silas, and the reason they got in the shape they was in is because of preaching the gospel and people being saved and added to the church daily. Just like the woman, the Lydia, the seller of purple, she was saved and she was baptized. And you go on down here and you see here was another that believed and got saved. And we see here when the city got in an uproar because of people being saved, they got Paul and Silas and put them in prison. A very familiar scripture here. And the Bible said that Paul and Silas was in the jailhouse. I was shut up in prison because of preaching the gospel. And Paul looked at Silas maybe, and this brother right here, I told Gene out there in the parking lot, we need a good jailbreak. We need a God for the Holy Ghost to break in. And hallelujah, I believe he did. And thank God tonight. The Apostle Paul looked over at Silas, and brother, they began to sing praises unto God. And brother, Mayfram was praying. And you know what happened? And the Bible said there was a, and God shut the prison. He shook it so hard the doors opened up. And brother, and the jailer that was there over those that was in the prison, he knowed if any of them escaped, that he'd have to die. But brother, when God began to open the doors up, brother, all the prisoners could have fled. But the Bible said, Paul said, do thus, don't hurt yourself. We're all here. And brother, the Bible said he sprung in. And he said, what have I got to do to be saved? And brother, the Bible said that he said, believe with a heart. Believe that God loved us enough to give us his son. And he was willing to die in our place. And brother, he said, and brother, I believe the old jailer got saved. And the Bible said, at the same hour at midnight, he took them home and washed them where they'd been beaten. And the Bible said he was baptized. So I say tonight, I'm going to share with you tonight, I say just like Luke did in Gospel of Luke in the 8th chapter, Matthew in his writings, you better get a hold of it, you better hold on tight, because the devil's out to kill and to steal and to destroy. And I'm going to say tonight, now I've got enough courage to do it. If the Lord led us next Sunday, we're going to have baptism. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Lord, let us live till next Sunday. We're going to have baptizing. I don't know who all. I hope every one of you has come to the river. I believe tonight as you accept the Lord in your heart and in your life, I believe the quicker you go to the water, the less danger you'll be of the devil stealing it out of your heart. Amen. So going to the river is another step of saying, Lord, I'm going all the way. I showed you, Lord, that I wanted to be saved and you saved me. Now I'm going down to the watery grave and I'm going to say, and before all these witnesses, they're going to see Lucius go down like he did. And the old man died and raised again in the newness of life. Hallelujah tonight. Praise the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Praise God, I ain't freezing tonight. Praise the Lord. Boy, I love you. What a family. Isn't that good? Say what, Luke? Bless your heart, honey. Well, I'm glad God gave me her. You like the same thing tonight? You want to thank the Lord for saving you?
Linda. Bless you, Lou. Bless you, Lisa. Bless you, Abby. Bless you, Bobby. Thank the Lord for saving me tonight. Bless you, Jean. Bless you, Pat. Bless you, Jean. Thinking about that, no jury sung that song down the other day. The drunk on the street, the rich in their palaces. It don't matter where you come from. He comes to seek and to save. Amen. I like what that, listen. Solomon built a temple. And there was a queen down yonder in Ethiopia. She'd heard about it. She saddled up a bunch of stuff and went up there. When she got up there, she looked at that temple. And she said, Solomon, she said, I see how your servants enter. And exit, I see what they eat. She said, but you know the thing about it is, the half had never been told, but I had to come see it for myself. Just like the old Ed Davis said when he's ain't giving him sweet cakes, and his mama said, Ed, what are you supposed to say? He said, when I get these eight, I want some more. Praise the Lord.
I thank God for everything.